I'm not pulling on my driveway. We all know what that means. It's time for the Drive to Work, coronavirus edition. Okay, so today I'm doing something that I've never done in a podcast before, but I have done on my blog, something I call What's More Likely? So what I did is I went on Twitter and I asked people to ask me questions, what's more likely, and they named two things. And then I'm going to go through these questions and I'm going to answer what I think is more likely. So a few caveats before I begin. Number one is, I do not use information of the future that is not public to the audience. Like, I just ignore what I know that you guys don't know. So, because I'm not trying to give away clues to what we're doing. So, I will make guesses without taking into account what I actually know to be true that you guys don't know. I might take into account things you do know, but I won't take into account things you don't know. Also, I'm just giving off-the-cuff answer. It's possible if you ask the same question tomorrow, maybe I'd go the other way. But I'm going through these and I'm just giving my answer. I have no idea how many we'll get through. We have 30 minutes, so I will do as much as I can. I'll try to explain my answers as we go along. Let's get started. Okay, so first is from Thunder as Nabble. What's more likely, more Koth or a Dak resurrection? So those are both planeswalkers. Koth was first seen in Scars of Mirrodin, and Dak was seen in what supplemental product had Dak? I think one of the conspiracies had Dak. And then Dak died in the story in War of the Spark. I believe you're more likely to see Koth than you are to see a Dak resurrection, because Koth's still alive and Dak is not, and we tend not to resurrect characters all that often. So I think you're more likely to see Koth. Okay, next from David, and I apologize for messing up these names. I'm reading the best I can. So when I mangle your name, I apologize ahead of time. From David Gordovich, what's more likely, gold bordered cards or white bordered cards? So gold bordered cards were used to print like tournament decks of like world championships and stuff. It's stuff in which we were reprinting cards, but they weren't official cards. And then white border is what we used to do in our core set. I think gold border cards are more likely than white border cards. I don't see us returning to white border cards. I could imagine us making a product like we did with the decks, where we print something that's alive, you know, that's a recording of a certain tournament or something that happened. I could imagine us. I think we're more likely to do that than do this. I will point out, by the way, I'm just picking what's more likely. If someone asked me two very unlikely things, the more likely thing doesn't mean we're likely to do it. It just means we're more likely than the other thing. Okay, next, Colin at Magic Time. What's more likely? A front face side planeswalker at mana value 1 or at mana value 10? So a 1-drop planeswalker or a 10-drop planeswalker? I think if it's a planeswalker, I could imagine us doing more origin style planeswalkers where you play a legendary creature that flips into a planeswalker, and those could cost 1. But I think you're more likely to see a 10-drop, 10 mana value planeswalker than a 1, is my belief. Okay, next. Elliot Page is Precious. What are we more likely to see? Lorwyn Shadowmoor block remastered? Or the return of the awesome Kaladesh-style masterpieces? Or where they can be in any old pack? In a lot of ways, Booster Fun is the Kaladesh-style masterpiece. I mean, it's not exactly that art frame, but I mean, we're doing Booster Fun in all the sets in which you can have really cool and different art frames showing up in your normal booster. So I choose that because we are doing that. Next from Super Duper, what's more likely, a 4-color grouping faction set or a set with no multicolor cards? I did an entire podcast about how hard it would be to do 4-color factioning. And we've done a set with no multicolor cards. I can imagine just doing a set again with no... So a set with no multicolor cards is clearly my pick there. Okay, next from Jardis. What's more likely? A plane where the factions are 4 colors or a plane where the factions are all monocolored? Monocolored is way, way easier than 4. 4-colored is insanely hard. I did a whole podcast on it. You can go listen to it. Next, Kale Hat. What's more likely? The rebirth of Sarah or the resurrection of Urza? So what's more likely? We don't often bring back dead characters, but okay, this question assumes we do, because the only options are the two. I think Urza is a better known character than Sarah. I mean, there's Sarah Angel, obviously, but Urza just shows... So I guess if we're bringing back either Urza or Sarah, we'd bring back Urza, I guess is my guess. Okay, next. Zach Adamson is at soup. What's more likely, Dual Deck Anthologies 2 or Commander Anthologies 3? I think Commander Anthologies 3 is more likely than Dual Deck Anthologies 2, only because Commander's just more popular. Ultimateo, not Ultimateo, what's more likely, a good blue Merfolk 1-drop or printing fetch lands in a major set? Well, fetch lands in a major set is happening very soon. Modern Horizons 2 has fetch lands in it, so it's clearly that. If by major set you didn't mean major set, but you meant a premier set, meaning, you know, a set that rotates into standard, I think you're more likely to see a blue Merfolk than us putting fetch lands. I don't think fetch lands are coming back to standard anytime soon. Okay, next up, Ancient Chaos asks, what are we likely to see? Another planar overlay invasion, like Invasion War of the Spark, or another planar transformation, like Lorwyn or Shadowmoor? So, an invasion or a transformation? Wow, this is a hard one. Either is possible. I guess we're a combat-oriented game, so invasion is slightly more likely than transformation, but just because we're a game about combat. Okay, from BJ Bancroft, what is more likely, a new Plane Chase set or a new Battle Bond set? That is also a good question. I think both could happen. I think a new Plane Chase set is slightly more likely a new Battle Bond set. Battle Bond just came out more recently than Plane Chase, so that is my guess. Just Dan, what's more likely, a new super type or the removal of a super type? I guess I would say a new super type, because we don't really remove... I mean, we stopped supporting them, I guess. But even then, I mean, they exist, and they're still cards, and you can still play them. So I guess I say a new super type. Okay, from Mac Laab, Return to Kamigawa or Taesir of Rabaia getting a card? Now, I don't know who Taesir of Rabaia is, but I think having a singular card of a legendary creature happen is much more likely than returning to a plane that is... I know there's a lot of people that like to go there, but the original Kamigawa had some issues with it. So I think getting a singular card for Taesir seems more likely. Okay, Adam at Emperor Canaries. What's more likely, Secret Lair Panharmonicon or Structures? Okay, so Panharmonicon was a card that showed up in Kaladesh that doubles ETB effects. And Structures is something that Richard created in the design for original Ravnica that Planeswalkers were loosely based on. I think Secret Lair Panharmonicon is more likely. I think Structures coming back is a long shot. And sure, why not a Secret Lair Panharmonicon? It's a popular card. Okay, Cube Draft asks, what's more likely to return? Return to Alara or return to Lorwyn? Return to Alara. Alara was just more popular than Lorwyn was. So I'll say return to Alara. Very late February Puntrisk says, what's more likely, a booster set with 4 draft archetypes or booster set with 6 draft archetypes? Well, we normally default make 10 draft archetypes in a normal set. So I guess 6 is more likely than 4. I don't think we do either, but more is more likely than less. Okay, M. Morris asks, what's more likely, a merit-laged legendary creature or the return of Eldrazi in a standard set? Interesting. I think a merit-laid legendary creature is slightly more... I don't know whether, in the question, whether he means a merit-laid creature coming to standard or an Eldrazi creature coming to standard, or a merit-laid creature independently, or Eldrazi coming back to standard. English language is fun. I think a merit-laid creature happening wherever is more likely than the return to Eldrazi in a standard set. But if it's in a standard set, probably... Even then, I think Merrill Age as a singular card is easier than Eldrazi as a whole. Eldrazi as a whole, well, but they don't mean like, Okay, I guess a singular Eldrazi is more likely than just Merrill Age. But Eldrazi is a major theme in a standard set I'm more skeptical of. Okay, Koltar of the Creepers. What's more likely, an expensive control-focused red creature or expensive control-focused red instance of sorceries? I think it's easier to make control-focused instance and sorceries in red than it is control-focused creatures, so I will say instance and sorceries. Andrew L. asks, what is more likely, using Storm again or trying to make a new mechanic that is a fixed Storm? I think a fixed storm is more likely than... I mean, if you're talking about standard legal sets, fixed storm is more likely. If you're talking about supplemental sets, we will reprint storm in supplemental sets, so that's more likely, depending on what the question's asking. Okay, next up, Max at Kinda Sorta Max is, what's more likely to return? Investigate returning or clues added to the rules as a predefined token? As a predefined token. I think investigate returning is more likely than clues added to the rules as a predefined token. Andrew Fleming at Drew Manian says, what's more likely, Ravnica remastered or Innistrad remastered? I think Innistrad remastered is more likely. I think it's easier to make a remastered out of. Trying to take 10 guilds and mix them all together and make a viable draft is it would be much more challenging to make Innistrad work. There's a great question of whether Innistrad Remastered would use Avacyn Restored or not. I think it could if it wanted to. But yeah, I think Innistrad Remastered is more likely. And I assume you mean, both of these, I assume you meant original Innistrad Remastered or original Ravnica. Okay, next, Bwert B. What is more likely, a one mana Planeswalker or a modal face, double face card that is a land and a Planeswalker? I am skeptical we're doing a one mana Planeswalker, so I will say a modal double face card that is a Planeswalker and a land on the back. I think that is more likely. I don't think either of them are super likely, but that's more likely. Okay, next. M. Morris asks, what's more likely? An enchantment that doubles cast triggers or return to Alara? Oh, so Panharmonicon as an enchantment or return to Alara? I think Panharmonicon as enchantment is more likely than return to Alara. I do think we could return to Alara. In fact, this is one of the ones that I can see both these happening. So, but I think a single enchantment is more likely than return for a whole set. Okay, Zoe at Mega Milk asks, what's more likely, Ninja Tribal or Fairy Tribal in a Commander precon? Interesting. So we did do a Ninja Tribal Commander precon. So we have done that once before. So Ninja Tribal, I know we can do. We've done it. Fairy Tribal probably runs. There's not a lot of fairies in Magic. Early Magic had a little bit, and Eldraine had some, and they show up every once. Lorwyn had some. The biggest problem is they're spread over a bunch of different colors, and there's not a lot of them. So I guess Ninja Tribal would be easier to do than Fairy Tribal, but we've already done Ninja Tribal. I don't know. I will say Fairy Tribal a little over Ninja Tribal, just so we haven't done it. It'd be tricky to do, but maybe we'd make some more fairies in it, and so I'll say Fairy. A Priori Goof says, what's more likely, another monocolor-driven draft format like Eldraine or another two-color guild-based draft format like Strixhaven? I see. What will happen most likely? Well, we are doing a two-color guild, not guild, but two-color faction right now in Strixhaven. So I think we'll do monocolor before we do another two-color faction thing, I think. It's my guess. We'll do both. What comes first is up in the air, but my guess is monocolors first. Okay, 13 at Riptide Pro Lab asks, what's more likely, clues or powerful colorless equipment? I guess clues, since I assume one of the reasons we started putting artifacts into colors is so we can push them when we need to. So I don't think there's a need to push colorless equipment. We would push it as a colored equipment. So I think clues are more likely. Okay, next, Jordi Gutierrez says, what's more likely, printing a previous mythic rarity card as a common rarity card or having a black border squirrel planeswalker? I by the way, I did appreciate the creativity that went into these questions. There's a lot of very fun questions. The chance of a mythic rarity card somehow making sense as a common rarity card seems nonsensical. Like, I don't even know. I can't even come up with something that would be true. A black border squirrel is weird. And I don't think we're doing it, but I mean, given the choice between something that I don't know how it could possibly happen and something that is quirky, I guess I go with quirky. So black border squirrel planeswalker. Ryan Overturf. Okay. What are we more likely to make? What's more likely to happen, sooner, blue zombies or white vampires? I said when we started that I wouldn't use knowledge you didn't know, but I would use knowledge you do know. So later this year is Innistrad. There might be blue zombies in Innistrad. There were blue zombies every other time we've gone to Innistrad, so we'll say blue zombies. Stephen Tran. Okay, what's more likely, Lightning Bolt in Standard or Counterspell in Standard? I think Lightning Bolt in Standard is more likely than Counterspell. I think both of them cause problems, but I think Lightning Bolt causes less problems than Counterspell, I believe. Not a play designer, so take that with a grain of salt. Okay, Mike Trev asks, what's more likely, Infect or Cascade in a Standard legal set? I think Cascade is more likely than Infect. Both of them have their issues, but I think Cascade is more generally popular. In fact, it's very polarizing. And so I think it'd be easier to get Cascade into a standard legal set. There's some challenges with Cascade. Once again, this is not something that either of them are easy to do. Next, Robert Yeager. What's more likely to return? What's more likely? Return to Kamigawa or return to Lorwyn? Okay, so I get asked this on my blog all the time about these two sets because they're popular within franchise audience, but were not popular when they came out. And so they are a little bit of a trickier ask to return to. Kamigawa gets to lean on Japanese tropes, and Lorwyn more leans on a lighthearted flavor. Because we did Eldraine, I think we've hit closer to Lorwyn. So I think Return to Kamigawa is going to be easier than Return to Lorwyn. If I have to pick one, I think Return to Kamigawa is easier to do than Return to Lorwyn. Stuart Brown asks, what's more likely, Origins 2 or Battle Bond 2? So Magic Origins was a set we did where we showed 5 planeswalkers and showed them sparking and showed the worlds they sparked on, their home worlds, and where they first went to when they sparked. Battle Bond was a two-headed giant focus thing. Both of them were popular. I think Origins was more popular and was longer ago. So I'll say Origins 2 is more likely to happen than Battle Bond 2. Okay, Dober Fred asks, what's more likely, an aquatic world or a sky world? So a world set in all completely underwater or a world set completely in the sky? Underwater easily. The problem with a sky world is trying to answer, like, everything can have flying. And so trying to address that, dealing with flying in a sky world would be very problematic. And underwater, I mean, you still have to deal with evasion, I guess. But I think underwater is easier to figure out than sky world. I think sky world is a little trickier. They each have their challenges, but anyway, I'll pick aquatic world. Okay, next, Midbat asks, what's more likely? Mortal double face cards that can also transform once played, or Return to Meriden not focused on Phyrexians? Okay, so people have asked me a lot about what I'll call MTDFCs, cards that are both modal and transforming. So the idea is you can play either side, but then there's a means on the card to get to the side that you don't play. What's more likely, that or Return to Mirrodin not focused on the Phyrexians? The Phyrexians have made, I mean, Mirrodin's not even Mirrodin anymore. It's new Phyrexia. So I will say the modal face, double face cards that transform is more likely than Return to Mirrodin not focused on Phyrexians. CJ Milsna says, what's more likely, the return of Shadow to a standard legal set or the return of Horsemanship? Okay, so Shadow was from the set Tempest, my first set. So Shadow says that creatures with Shadow can't be blocked by and can only block creatures with Shadow. And Horsemanship is basically flying flavored as on a horse. So a creature with Horsemanship can only be blocked by other creatures with Horsemanship. Shadow's more likely because it's a little more restrictive, that not only can't you be blocked, but you can't block. So I think that's a little easier to deal with Horsemanship, which is just another flying. They're both tricky. And once again, it's just the inability to block at least is a little something. It's a little more balanced. Okay, Metal Lupus asks, what's more likely, a new Goblin Planeswalker character or a 5-color Commander pre-constructed deck? So there already is a Goblin Planeswalker, so we're asking for a second Goblin Planeswalker. Or a 5-color Commander pre-constructed deck is more likely than another, just because we have a Goblin Planeswalker. Not that I couldn't see us doing another Goblin Planeswalker, but we have one. Doretti exists, so I assume that if we're going to make Planeswalkers of other characters, we might do ones we don't have. That said, we had an elf, and we made another elf, so maybe. But I can imagine us making 5-color commander. That doesn't seem that odd to make a 5-color commander precon. Okay, next, from JD Fierce. What is more likely, return to Lorwyn Shattermore or return to Alara? I think Alara is more likely. Alara is more popular. Same question, but replace Return to with Remastered. So what is more likely? Lorwyn Shadowmoor Remastered or Return to Alara Remastered? The tricky thing with Lorwyn Shadowmoor is the two sets were really made to be separate entities, so mixing them together would have some challenges. But Return to Alara also is five very different factions that one of the biggest problems to Return to Alara is the factions don't meld very well. I think Lorwyn Shadowmoor Remastered would be a little bit easier than Alara Remastered, just structurally. So I'll say Lorwyn Shadowmoor Remastered is easier than Alara Remastered. Okay, Ancient Sword Rage asks, what is more likely, three-card cards in a new Ravnica set or three-card cards in Tarkir? Oh, that is easy. Three-card cards in Tarkir, hands down. Ravnica really doesn't have space for a lot of other multicolors. Just getting the gills in takes up so much space, and it's so defined by the two-color that three-color would just be weird in a Ravnica set. And Tarkir, the guilds, I mean, not the guilds, the clans. While the timeline change and everything, the clans are still the clans. The clans still have ties to the three colors. Yes, I think three-color cards in Tarkir are much easier. Okay, next, As It Burned. What's more likely? A 1-1 black snake with death, a token with Death Touch being printed, or the return of Megamorph or Manifest to a standard legal set? I think a 1-1 black snake with Death Touch? That's a pretty potent token, but I could imagine us making something that would do that. Seems more likely. I don't think Megamorph's going to return anytime soon, at least not with the name Megamorph. I can imagine Morph cards to do what Megamorph did, just not called Megamorph. I do believe that Megamorph, not called Megamorph, and Manifest will someday return, but I think a black 1-1 snake with Death Touch is just more likely to happen. Okay, next. Kata D-P-I-B-M-V. Khanza Tarkir timeline or Eldrazi Titans come back? That's tricky. Eldrazi Titans come back. Two of the three of them are dead. So there's not a plural of Eldrazi Titans to come back. Khanza Tarkir, I don't think we have any plans to go back to the other timeline. But since, I guess you can't have Titans come back. There's only one left. You can't have multiple come back. There's one alive. So I guess Khanza Tarkir timeline, just because that's, well, unlikely possible, where the Eldrazi Titans, they're dead. So I guess they'd have to be raised from the dead. But anyway, I'll say Khanza Tarkir timeline. Avi Miller asks, what's more likely, a return to Kamigawa or a new set that takes place in the past on an existing plane? I think a new set that takes place in the past on an existing plane is more likely than a return to Kamigawa. There's some challenges to going back in time, but we've done it. Fate Reforged went back in time. In fact, original Kamigawa went back in time. So I think going back in time is easier than return to Kamigawa. Okay, next up, Gix the Terrible. What is more likely, white demons or return to Rabaya? White demons or return to Rabaya? I think return to Rabaya. I think return to Rabaya is us just doing a absolutely new take on sort of Arabian / Persian flavored world that we call Rabaya, just because to make a new one. There's not much in original Rabaya. Rabaya is the where Arabian Nights takes place. There's not much in Rabaya from a mechanical sense that defines it. I mean, there's a flavor, but if we went back to that kind of world, we'd do that flavor. So I could imagine us one day returning Rabaya. I mean, I'm not saying white demons couldn't happen. It just needs the right flavor, but it's a weird, weird flavor. So I'll say return to Rabaya. Okay, Die Goblin asks, what's more likely, return of Slivers or return of Eldrazi? I think Slivers are more likely to come back before Eldrazi comes back. I think both at some point we will see, I think. When I say Eldrazi, I mean singular Eldrazi. There's one living Eldrazi. But that one trapped in a moon, so not dead. But Slivers are very popular. I think Return to Slivers will happen, more likely to happen than Return to Eldrazi. But I think both can happen. The Mountain Goats. What's more likely? More cards that shut down life gain or more cards that shut down mill? I think cards that shut down mill are more likely than cards that shut down life gain. Life gain's more organic to what the game is. I mean, not that I like mill, but mill has definitely caused us a little bit more problems than life gain has. So cards that shut down mill is more likely. Next is from Harrison Fjord. What's more likely, Jumpstart 2 or Battlebond 2? Jumpstart 2. Jumpstart was very popular. We are still printing it. It is so popular. So, I mean, not that Battle Mountain wasn't popular, but it was not as popular as Jumpstart. So, I think there's a more likely chance of doing another Jumpstart than another Battle Mountain. Okay, Phil Rosier says, what's more likely, returning to Tarkir in the next couple of years or returning to Lorwyn in the next couple of years? Oh, okay. What's more likely, returning to Tarkir or returning to Lorwyn? I think returning to Tarkir is much more likely returning to Lorwyn. Tarkir was very popular. Lorwyn was not very popular. We are more likely to return to popular places. Okay, the Discard asks, what's more likely, a black-bordered Chidi Face or a black-bordered Gleemax? Okay, so Chidi Face is a card in Unhinged that lets you cheat it into play. It's for free if your opponent doesn't catch you doing it. Gleemax is a card that costs a million? Yeah, it costs a million mana, and then the ability of it is you make all decisions for all the... Whenever any other player would make a decision, you make the decision. So you chose all targets and modes and everything. Gleemax is much, much easier than Chidi Face. I mean, it's weird that it costs so much, but the rules can actually handle that. Chidi Face, Black Border rules cannot handle. So I would say Black Border Gleemax is much more likely. Okay, next, Jonathan Stahl asks, what's more likely, an updated card frame or an updated card back? Updated card frame is much more likely than updated card back. We keep talking about the card back, and I don't think we're close at all to changing the card back, but I think we're much more likely to change the front than change the back. Okay, Ever Never says, what's more likely, the return of fetch lands in Standard or the return of Energy to Standard? The return to Energy to Standard is much more likely. I don't expect fetch lands to come back to Standard anytime soon. Okay, Sacky8 asks, what's more likely, Merit Lage's return or the return of major interplanar interactions outside of Planeswalkers? We know that Tezzeret stole the planar gate, although it doesn't allow living things through it. That's how, the planar gate is how, Bolas got the zombies, the Eternals, onto Ravnica. So I don't know what counts as interactions outside of Planeswalkers. Is bringing objects or dead things considered interaction? I mean, there is cool things where you could bring objects from another world that might have an impact, but I guess Merit Lage's return is slightly more likely, I guess, than that. So I'll say Merit Lage's return is slightly more likely. Okay, CHB asks, what's more likely, Phyrexians or Eldrazi? Well, if you're paying attention to call time, I will say the Phyrexians are more likely than the Eldrazi. Zach Holloway says, what's more likely, Magecraft or Prowess? Well, Magecraft was just in a set, and Prowess is a mechanic we like. So Prowess is more likely than Magecraft only because it just takes a while for us to repeat mechanics. So I would say Prowess. Michael Jenkinson says, what's more likely, Return of Rabaya or Return of Kamigawa? I think Return of Kamigawa. I think Kamigawa is slightly more. I mean, Rabaya is, no one's, people are asking Return to Kamigawa. No one's asking me, or very few people are asking me to return to Rabaya. Trelkmist asks, what's more likely, a new set of Planeswalker Planes or a new set of Arch Enemy Scheme decks? I'd guess a new set of Planeswalker Planes is more likely. I think Planeswalker has a little bit more following than Arch Enemy, although both have their niche following. Okay, Don't Forget the Lyrics asks, what's more likely to return, Energy or Poison? I think Energy is slightly more likely to return than Poison. I think both could return. I'll say Energy. Okay, April King asks, what's more likely, Triple Face cards or the return of Armageddon? So Triple Face cards, we make another game at Wizards called Duel Masters. Duel Masters has made Triple Face cards. The best way to describe it is imagine three cards that are glued together on their horizontal axis such that you could fold them accordion style, sort of, so that they could fold on top of each other. And then the front face is just one card, and then you open it up, and two faces are the second side, and you open three faces are the third side. Anyway, I don't think Armageddon's coming back. We've made Triple Face cards in another trading card game. So while both of these are big asks, I think Triple Face cards are more likely than the return of Armageddon. Theta of Diamonds, what's more likely, the return of generic hybrid mana or the return of colorless mana cost? So generic hybrid mana, I think she means what we call two-brid, where it costs colored mana or it costs two generic mana, or colorless mana cost. I think Cullis, I think they both can come back. I think Cullis has more flexibility to it than Tubrid. So I will say Cullis mana costs. Okay. What's more likely to happen? Another silver bordered set or another great designer search? I would say a silver bordered set is more likely to happen before another great designer search, only because Unstable did pretty well. And great designer searches are just really hard to do. And I think others. I mean, I think both will happen. I just think the great designer search is a bigger ask. Not that a silver bordered set isn't an ask as well, but not quite as big an ask as a great designer search. Okay, how am I doing here? I'm almost out of time. I can see my desk. Okay, I have a lot more questions. So I'll answer a few more, and then we're going to have to wrap it up for today. Jasmine Lawrence asks, what's more likely, enchantments that tap or lands that don't provide mana? Both of those are things we don't do. Okay, I will say enchantments that tap, because I believe we will make enchantment creatures again, and enchantment creatures are enchantments that tap. So that's my pick. Code Monkey says, what's more likely, black border contraptions or black border Urza Planeswalker? I think there's a greater chance of there being a black border Urza Planeswalker in a, like, you know, commander product or something, than there is of contraptions becoming black border. Next, Bill asks, Bill at Crush Castles asks, what's more likely, a future theme set or a prehistoric set? I think a prehistoric set is a little bit more likely future themed. While we brush up against sci-fi, it's still like fantasy sci-fi, and it's hard to go to the future and not get much more hard sci-fi, where I think we could go to the past and do it. Like, I do think we will one day do a prehistoric set. Whether it's Morrigonda or not will remain to be seen, but I do think eventually we'll do it. I mean, I do know we keep pushing up against, you know, sci-fi. I mean, Kaladesh, for example, it has a lot of sci-fi things. But anyway, I think prehistoric set is more likely. Okay, I'm going to answer a few more questions. I'll answer three more questions, and then we'll call it a day. Okay, what's more likely? Double-faced cards that have two spells in one face, like the original split cards, or an entirely new card type? Well, one of the rules we made about modal double-faced cards was we won't put spells on either side, because we'll just do split cards. It is possible to make them ones that are spelled long enough that they wouldn't fit on a split card. And another entire new card type is a big ask. So, okay, I guess we'd make modal double-faced cards with spells that couldn't fit on a split card, maybe because of their size or something. So I guess that's slightly more likely than a new card type. Okay, Ira Kreisman asks, what's more likely, Wurzel and Thaumiel, or Garth and Gleanflip? So Wurzel and Thaumiel were the two. Richard Garfield wrote a small story on the Alpha rulebook that has two wizards fighting. Those are those two wizards. Garth and Greensleeves are characters from the early novels, early magic novels. I think Garth and Greensleeves are a little more like Wurzel and Thaumiel were literally like character, like were mentioned by name in this little tiny short story, where Garth and Greensleeves had novels, like were fleshed out characters. So I think it'd be easier to make Garth and Greensleeves into characters. So I guess I'll choose Garth and Greensleeves. Okay, the final question. From Chris Botello, what is more likely, Splice or Echo? I think Splice, with the caveat of Splice onto something, not necessarily Splice onto Arcane. I think Splice is slightly more likely than Echo, just because downside mechanics really aren't popular. Echo has never been super popular, and I get much more people asking about Splice than I get asking about Echo. So I will say Splice is more likely. Okay, guys, that is all the time we have for today. I'm curious, do you guys like this? Was this fun? Would you like to have more What's More Likely? If it's something you guys like, it's something that I could do again. But anyway, I now see my desk. So we all know what that means. I mean, this is the end of my drive to walk. Well, end of my drive to work. So instead of talking magic, it's time for me to be making magic. Okay, guys, I'll see you next time, and thank you for all the questions. Bye-bye.